Sha'ar Daled, Perek Lamed Gimel. Rabbi Rachamim, what's the page?
Resh Nun Vav
in the Sfarim. Sha'ar Daled, Perek Lamed Gimel. Ulezot nitztavinu. Let's try to do the whole Perek very quickly. Lezot nitztavinu be'azhara nora'a mipi v'itbarach. Lo yamush sefer ha-Torah ze mipicha ve'agita bo yimam v'layla. We all say this pasuk as the children are coming to the bima, getting ready to say Yimloch. We're saying the pasuk with the sefer Torah standing on the bima. Lo yamush sefer ha-Torah ze mipicha ve'agita bo yimam v'layla. That Hashem warned us, azhara nora'a, the Nefesh HaChaim calls it, that the Torah should never ever leave our mouths, not in the day, not in the night. Ukemo shekatu be'akdamat ha-Zohar, tachaze, kama uchelat ha-kifa de'oraita, in ha-sefer, so I'll say leat leat, kama uchelat ha-kifa de'oraita, how the Torah is strong, chelat ha-kifa, kama u'ila'a al-kola, the Torah is above all. Ubegin kach ba'ele lebarnash lishtadala ve'oraita yemama ve'leliyah. Therefore, a person has to try as much as he can to learn Torah, to toil in the Torah day and night. Ve'la yit'adeh mina. Yit'adeh, in Aramaic, lo yasur mimena. Not to never go away from the Torah. Milashon he'eder. La yit'adeh mina. Hadau dichti ve'agita bo yimam v'alayla ve'it ade o itparesh mina ke'ilu itparesh mi'ilana dechayef. A person goes away from the Torah, separates from the Torah, he separates from the tree of life. Ubetana deviliyahu seder liyahu zuta perek yud gimel amar ve'ishtadel adam be'atzmo bedivrei Torah shedivrei Torah hem meshulim belechem ubemayim. A person has to do his best, make his most effort in learning Torah. It's like bread and water. Lelamedcha shekeshem she'i efshar lo la'adam la'amod belo lechem ubelo mayim, just like we cannot survive without bread, without water, kach i efshar lo la'adam la'amod belo Torah she'ne'emar lo yamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. V'chein amru betanchuma parashat tavo bepasuk v'ayam shamoam beparashat tazinu bemidrash teilim mizmur alef. V'amar ha-katuv, the pasuk in Mishle says, etz chayim hi la'mahazikim ba, the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Ki tzarich ha-adam likboa belibo. A person has to establish in his mind, in his heart, and he should imagine in his mind. If a person was drowning in a rushing river, and then he sees a strong tree in the middle of the river, he sees a tree. But I can't reach it. Can't reach it. Vaday ye'ametz koach li'itachez u'lidabek atzmo b'chol kocho. He's going to do everything he can with every ounce of his energy that he has left to go and to hold on to that tree. Ve'lo yarpe yadav hemenu afilu rega echad. And he won't let go. And once he gets to the tree, he won't let go of it even for 1 second. Achar shirak bezet talui ata kol chiyuto. His whole life depends on this right now. Mi peti velo yavin. Who is foolish enough not to understand she'im itatzel chas v'shalom afrega ehad, that if he's even just going to be lax 1 second, just let go. Ve'yarpe yadav mitachez bo, and he's going to let his hands be weak and let go of the tree. Yitva tekef, he will drown immediately. Ken haTorah kedosha nikret etz chayim. The Torah is called the tree of life, Ilana dechaye, Sherak oto haet sheha adam achuz beahavata, veosek umehageba bikviut, az hu haya haima amitiyim haelyonim. Only at the time when a person is holding on to the love of Torah and he is learning the Torah consistently, that's when he's really truly alive and connected to the source of life. Kashu v'davu kivyachol b'chaya olamim yitbarach shemo dekut shabrichu v'oray tachad. When a person is learning Torah, he's holding on to the Torah, right? He's holding on to that Etz Chaim. You know who he's holding on to? He's holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah means you're holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'imhas v'shalom yazniach talmudo. If a person forsakes his learning, uporesh mikvi'ut ha'esek ba, and he separates from the consistency of learning in it, la'asok behavle ha'olam v'hana'otav, just for the purpose of leisure and pleasure, of this world, who nifsak venichat me'ahayim ha'iryonim. He's cutting himself, he's severing himself from the tree of life, from the chayim ha'iryonim, v'toveya atzmo b'mayim ha'zedonim rachaman alitzlan. Im ta'azveni yom, yomayim ha'esveka. Some of the mefarshim on the nefesh ha'chayim, they bring down, and it comes from the words of nefesh ha'chayim earlier in the sefer, that even when a person goes to work, that even when a person, let's say he's in his store, he's in his business, he's in his office, whatever it may be, it all depends on what is the frame of mind. Why are you doing this? Why are you working? If all he is dreaming about, this is a good deal I'm going to make, I'm finally going to be able to take that vacation to Maui. Shamatem al Maui? Like that. I don't even know if it exists, but whatever.
Yes, Maui.
The point is, that's all he's dreaming about. What happens that minute? That minute when he's working, he is cut off me'achayim ha'elyonim. He's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's thinking, when he's working, he's thinking, why am I doing this? I'm doing this, first of all, in order to have time to learn Torah. Second of all, to be able to support a family of Torah, so I can send my children to yeshiva. It's expensive to send to yeshiva. It's not easy. Jewish people, they have to send, there's no public school where it's for free. You have to pay, tavinut kilin, you have to pay a lot for tuition. So you want to support a family of Torah. You want to be able to learn with your children. You want to be able to raise a family that is ovedet et Hashem, that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are you doing at that moment? At that moment, you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you're not learning, that's learning. That's Torah. I'm not talking about a person should just do that and not come to learn. Obviously, a person has to be. What is the mochiach? What is the proof, really, that when he works, it's for learning? That when he is able to learn, he learns. But if a person, you know, he says all these kavanot, but then he comes home, no man, he doesn't have any kind of seder limud. So then it shows, who are you kidding? You don't really mean that. So that's important to emphasize here, that he's not only talking about people who learn Torah all day, shutoke mashmao. A person can be connected to chayim ha'ilyonim, to the Torah, to the ilana de chaye, with his mindset of why is it that I'm doing what I'm doing? Ubezoar vayetze zaka'in inun Israel dekucha berichu yahav lo noraita dikshot. How fortunate is Am Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Torah emet liishtadala ba yemama velelia, to toil in it day and night. The hakol man liishtadal beoraita it leheru mikola. One who learns Torah has freedom in every sense. Heru min mota dela yachla leshaltaale. We spoke about this Zohar earlier in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Begin the kol man liishtadal beoraita viitachid ba. That's the key word that he wants here to quote. Anyone who learns Torah veochez ba liitachid in Aramaic is liitachez. To hold on, hold nitachid b'ilana dechaye, ve'i'arpe, garmeh m'ilana dechaye, if he loosens himself from the tree of life, ha'ilana demotashar ya'aloi, ve'itachid be, then he's holding on to a different kind of tree. Hadao dichtiv, hitrapita b'yom tzara, tzal kochecha, ve'kamma tzaricha adam, litkoa ve'likvoa, ze ha'inyan hanura b'machshevot libo baltimot. How a person has to stick and establish this concept, this awesome concept, in the thoughts of his mind, to never ever forget. Shekola adam v'chayav, hu rak oto ha'et shehu davuk b'torah kedusha. That's a line. That's to be underlined. Shekol ha'adam v'chayav, the person and all his life. You know what his life is? That moment when he's davuk b'torah kedusha. Ukshemesalek u'poresh atzmo emena la'asok benoyo shel zeh ha'olam v'chashuch, harei u'masu b'yad yitzro. When a person goes away from the Torah to deal with just the beauties of this world, that's all. Ah, he's thinking about riding that boat. Finally, I get to ride that motorboat on the island somewhere, speedboat on some kind of island. Ay, 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 ez kef. Mamash kef. Ze, what's called, noyo shel ze ha'olam echashuch. It's the beauties of this dark world. Ki ma yotze lo mizeh. Acharei shenigmar ha'sivuv ahu, after he finishes. First of all, he's tired. What he ate, he's going to feel nauseous. And lo nish'ar lo shum davar. Nothing comes down. He had to take a picture, kacha le'ot, lo'chiach, to show everyone, I was here, I was there. Because really, a person instinctively, he knows that in and of itself, it's nothing. You have to take a picture of it. Nu ra'ita, you know, it's nothing. Shum davar. Hare umasu biyad Yitzro. That moment when he is disconnected from the Torah, he's given into the hands of the Yitzro. V'lama lo chayim. See what he says? What are you living for? Ki kvar nitba b'mayim hazedonim rachamana litzlan v'nishka b'imkei metzulot hara v'nechshav kemet mamash gam be'odo b'ze ha'olam olech midechi el dechi tzal mavet v'lo sedarim v'lo yeda ki b'nafshohu. How a person has to remember and to be tokeya vekoveya zeha inyan hanura velezot haTorah atzma amare hatomer vechotei ken vechotei uvechotei vechotei vechotei chomes nafsho. The Torah is speaking in Sefer Mishle. It says Perek Lamed Chet, but that's a mistake. In Lamed Chet b'Mishle. What is it? Chet. Okay. By me it says Lamed Chet. Mishle Chet. In Perek Chet, it says Vechotei Chomes Nafsho. The one who sins against me, the Torah says, is only stealing from his own life. Chomes Nafsho. The Torah says. וכמו שכתוב, הישמר לך ושמור נפשך מאוד, פן תשכח את הדברים. וכמאמרם על זה, משל לאדם, the midrash, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Menachot Tzadik Tet says on this pasuk, משל לאדם שמסר ציפור דרור לעבדו. A rich man, he has a servant, and he has a very special bird. It's called a tzipor dror, very expensive bird, and he gives it into the hand of his servant. Amar lo. So he tells his servant, he warns him, kim dume ata shim ata me'abeda, isarani noten mimcha. You think if you're going to lose this bird, I'm going to ask you just for like some money instead? Nishmatcha ani noten mimcha. Be careful with this tzipor. This is everything for me. It cost me a lot of money. So kayadua, so the same thing. Ma'amaram al zevi dvarim rabba. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu le'adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam, neri beyadecha. My candle is in your hands. Like it says in the pasuk, ner leragli devarecha ve'ol intivati. The Torah is a ner. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. The Torah is a ner. Ve'nercha beyadi. Hashem says, I gave you my candle, okay, and your candle, your means your life. Ken nero lo yichbe leolam vayet nero yair, we write, that means your life. Beyadi im shamarta et neri ani meshamer et nercha. If you guard my candle, I guard your candle. Veim lo shamarta et neri vechule ayen sham vechenu betanchuma parashat tisa ubimidrash teilim.
Middle letters of Bnei Israel.
Is ner? Efo?
The middle letters.
Bnei Israel. איך חשבת על זה? That was quick. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה מצוות, שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.
יתגדל ויתקדש,
אמן.